Zakta Hela Mishnah Vaitim Sechtis Mai Perike Mishnah Hei Halakeach Min Ha'ani. This person is buying from a poor person. A poor person is going around, he's collecting food, knocking on doors, and I'm buying it from him. V'chein Ha'ani, or the Ani himself, Shenasin Lahu, gave him Prusa's pass, pieces of bread, in other words, not whole loaves, Oy Pilche Devel. These are dried figs that are pressed together. Pieces of figs that are pressed together. Now, let's understand that a poor person, as we have already discussed, even if he's a chaver, Chazal were matter that he can eat the mai. So why do I have to take off maisus here at all? So two things. First of all, if you buy it from an ani, then you have to take off the mai, even though the ani himself doesn't. Unless the person that's buying it is also an ani. Or it could be, even though he's allowed to, but he wants to take off maestros. So either way, you can't take off from one on the other. Because we know this person gathered it from different houses. So I have the same problem, the same concern. What if one is really something we actually took off maestros from and the other isn't? So under these circumstances, I'm going to have to take off from every piece of bread separately. On that piece of bread, every one of these chunks of pressed fig cakes, on that particular chunk, I can't take anything from the other. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, ubetmarim, uvagroigrois, if he bought, or the ani gave away, individual dates, or dried figs, in other words, not chunks, which have several dried figs. So, boil the naito. Boil means to mix together. He can mix them all together. But mamish until he makes like mashed potatoes out of it. It's not potatoes, but it should look like mashed potatoes. He mashes the dates and figs to the point that it's one mixture. Now, v'noito. He can take the maestros out of it. Why? And the answer is because we're going to assume, now that he meshed it all together, that the maestros that he takes is also meshed together. So in the amount that I'm taking out, let's say some of it, maestros were taken from, some not. But if it's mamish meshed together, so in the amount that I'm taking out, it also has in it some that maestros were taken from and some not. And that's going to be the maestro on the rest of the mixture, which is also a mixture. So we're assuming there's going to be an even amount over here from what he's taking to what he's fixing. Wait, so what can he do with the pieces of bread? With the chunks of pressed figs? And the answer is because that doesn't mesh as well. It's not going to be mamish like mashed potatoes or like, you know, applesauce without pieces. So if it doesn't mesh well, I'm scared he's going to take from a chunk, which is totally from someone that took maestros, and try to use that to be masak in the other part where no maestros were taken. And again, I'm going in a Ptura Lachiev or the other way around, which would be problematic. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zokta Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, when do we say that you can mesh this together and then take off maestros? Is mancha metona meruba, where everyone gives like a lot to the poor people. So we assume whatever he got from the different balei batim is the same amount. I say when I mesh it together, mathematically, the chances are it's going to be in proportion. Let's say 10 people each gave 10 dates to the poor person. So if I take these 100 dates and I make mesh dates out of it, I'm going to take out a small amount. I'm going to assume that there's a little bit from each of the 10 people. So I'm covering my bases, so to speak. I have no way of being sure that the proportions are that way. Okay, for the mai we're mekel. Avol bizman sham etanamu etes. But if one person gives less than the other person, and we don't have a situation where everyone is giving 10 dates. So now ma'aseh mikol echad ve'echad. Forget this mashing thing. You have to give ma'aseh from each one separately, because if you're going to blend it together, I don't have the right proportion. You see, if you mash together two equal amounts, or even 10 equal amounts, and then you take a handful out of it, the chances are that handful has a little bit of each. But if you're not starting with equal amounts, so it's very possible the handful you're taking, Pinked has from one and not the other. And again, I'm not covered over here in case I'm taking him in after Alechiev or the other way around. So Bezman Shematana Mu'etes means you have to be carefully attached to words that one matana is less than the other. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, if someone buys Danai from a poor person, and this poor person got it by going from door to door, collecting food, or the Ani gives out pieces of bread, or pilche devela, chunks of pressed fig cakes, she got from different people. You have to give ma'aser from each one separately. Meshing together is not going to work, even if it's equal amounts, because it doesn't mesh well. You're still going to have like chunks. On the other hand, if what this person bought, or what the Ani gave, was tamarim and groigrois, separate dates or dried figs, here you can mash it together, and you got a real mesh. You got a real, like, what mashed potatoes would look like, or what mashed figs would look like. It's mamish, a thorough mixture. So as a kula of demai, we're going to allow you then to assume that if you mix it all together and you take a little bit out of it, you're going to have in that little bit a sample of each. And memela, I'm covered. That'll be menachiyev alachiyev. Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, when can you allow this kula to mash it together and take a little bit? If it's a time that everyone's giving a lot. So you assume everyone gives the same amount. But if one person gives less than the other, even if you mash it together, I can't be reasonably sure, or not sure enough. The chances aren't good enough, so to speak. That when you take out a little, you'll have in that little, a little bit of everything. You may just have from the roiv and not from the miyut. And again, you may be going menachiev alaptar or menaptar alachiev, which won't work for ma'aser. Interesting shot on the Rambam. The Rambam explains that if someone gives the Ani, a matana maruba, a lot, he's a toivain. He's a good person. So we can assume he's mustam, the type of person that takes off ma'aseres. He doesn't mind giving. You see, he's giving a lot to the Ani. So mustam, he doesn't mind taking off ma'aseres also. He understands at the end it'll bring him a shirus. He's a giving person. He enjoys giving. But a person that gives to the Ani a small amount is a tzarayin. Nah, how much are you taking over there? He's the type of person that has a hard time giving ma'aser. So there's more reason to believe that he didn't take off ma'aseres. So therefore, says the Rambam, when you give a lot, we'll treat it like regular demai, with all the kulis of demai. But if he's getting a little, you know what? We're going to have to assume this is tevel, not just demai. And the heter of relying on the mixture, because again, we never know for sure that when you take out a little bit, there's an equal proportion. That's a kula for demai. But if the person who gave it is such a tzarayan, could be this is not demai, says the Rambam. Could be this is real tevel, and therefore you can't rely on meshing it together.